Thank you so much for joining us right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, it's another edition of Youth Unplugged. My guests, they go by the name of L'Histoire Publishings. And what a beautiful name. And we have so much to talk about. On a normal basis, we will probably start off with talking a little bit of a background of our guests. But today we're going to be doing it a little different. And I'm glad to have with me Ms. Zina Douglas. Zina, good afternoon. And thank you so much for agreeing to do this program. Trust me, a lot of back and forth in convincing Zina to join us, but I'm glad that she has joined us. You could unmute your mic. Yeah, unmute your mic. Yeah. So,
yes. First of all, before we get too deep into this, because I corrected you earlier, it is Zenia. I'm very happy to be here. Fortunately, my business partner Danielle Poliu, she couldn't be here with me today, so but it's okay. We're just going to talk a little bit about L'Histoire Publishing, and I'll give you some updates as to what we really do. Thank you for having us.
No, thank you for joining us. What is L'Histoire? Of course, we know L'Histoire. When you hear L'Histoire, the first thing that comes to your mind is the Creole saying, you know,
Creole, yes. Right? So Creole, you know, stories, history, right? So L'Histoire initially started, it didn't even start as L'Histoire. It really just started as I was in my room and thought of an idea, and then I tweeted about it, and then everybody started running with it. Mm-hmm. But essentially, the purpose of L'Histoire, after really putting a lot of time and energy into putting the company together, is that we really want to amplify the voices of young Caribbean writers, right? Because, you know, writing, a lot of people are very much into short form content now. You're going to find people on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, or they're going to be watching a short video on TikTok. People aren't into long form content as much. So it's to amplify the voices of those who still enjoy writing, in the hopes that it kind of starts a movement in getting more young people to be involved in writing. Because if you're seeing your friend might have put out a story or shared something related to their work, a poem, you know, an anthology, anything of the sort. We're hoping that our initiative can help not only promote the individuals who decided to write or work alongside our publishing company, but also to encourage other young people across the region, well, at least for right now, to read, write, you know, participate in a lot of literature type of activities. So that's what the company's basis is about. But it really started off as just an idea. It was an idea, and then it blossomed into a company.
That's really amazing, especially at your age. Of course, people in your age group are more geared towards the, you know, social media, and you would think to yourself that no young person is interested in reading. But again, even
right,
yeah,
nobody reads anymore. Like, everybody's just watching videos.
Exactly.
I mean, nobody wants to pick up a book.
Yeah,
unless it's for school.
And again, what I liked what you said about short form. Even me during the COVID, I wrote a book, and again, it's short form. It's how to be successful.
Really?
In short form. It's like you could read the book in 15 minutes because, like I say, ain't nobody have time to sit down and read. Well, normal people. I still love a book. I even don't even like digital copies. I want to feel the hard pages. I'm one of those old
me too
people.
Smell the pages.
To smell the pages.
Fold the cover. Fold the it has dog ears by the time you're done with it.
No dog ears, please. No. Use a bookmark, please. Thanks.
Bookmark. Yes.
Yes. Please use a bookmark.
It's true. Use a bookmark.
An idea that now blossomed into a full-on company. What was your expectation when you put this out on social?
I think we have to kind of start from the beginning before we even get to social media. Because what happened was, it was mainly me thinking that 2020 was a tough year, right? So this is our company's first publication, but the idea of the book first came about because I realized 2020 was tough. Like, it was tough for everybody, mentally, physically, you know, just being away from the people you are close to. And a lot of people had different experiences in that time. So I was like, I think it would be cool if, you know, there was like a collection of stories, at least people giving their account of what happened to them in 2020, what they experienced, the highs, the lows. You know, a lot of people were in relationships ended. Some people were traveling from one place to the other and were stuck in certain places. You know, some people worked in COVID wars. People just had a lot of time to reflect. So I figured it would be nice to hear how everybody's year went. And I went on Twitter and I just said, you know, it'd be cool to read some stories about, you know, young people and how 2020 went for them. And everybody started talking about it and sharing it and, you know, sharing a little bit about their experiences and seeing how much that sounds really cool. And, you know, somebody like me, when I find an idea and I like it, I normally run with it. So I started to run with it. I contacted a couple of people and I was like, guys, let's try and, you know, make this happen. And in the beginning stages, of course, like, we had some really good people who were on board and working alongside us. As time went on, when the publishing company started, it became myself and Danielle just pushing the project, right? So that's essentially what happened. We ran a competition called 2020, the year that changed everything. And in that time, we read countless stories. Mm-hmm. Just the craziest things that would have happened to people within the ages of like 18 to 30 during that pandemic period, that March to May period of just, you know, isolation. So we ran the competition. It went really, really well. And we were going to select the top 10, but we selected the top 13 writers. And I mean, we're at the point where, you know, we ran the competition in December. We're at the point now where it's August and 8 months of hard work. We're about to showcase it to those who might be interested in reading it. So that's really how this was started. And, you know, in order to get it off the ground, it blossomed into a company.
And not so much of a nutshell. And the good thing about it is that we have two of your authors who have joined us.
Yeah.
Via
two of our St. Lucian authors.
Because you not only did this in St. Lucia, you did this throughout the region.
It was a regional competition.
Oh,
we're just
okay.
Like, tell us what happened in your 2020. So that's what happened.
Well,
so we have two of our Lucian authors here today.
I want to first go over, since our camera is on, so I'm going to go over to Krista first. Good afternoon, Krista. How are you doing? And thank you so much for joining us on Youth Unplugged. You might want to unmute your mic. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, how you became part of this and your experience. And I don't know if you want to read an excerpt, maybe a paragraph or two of your particular histoire.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Pardon?
Yeah, we can hear you loud. You're hearing you loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Feedback.
Okay, so
what was it like being a part of Listwa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this was awesome. This entire experience. Not even after I got that email from Listwa Publishing saying, girl, you won. No, it was just the writing process. We pushed me. I remember in 2020, I was not even writing. So to have my work commended and just absolutely loved by Daniel and Xenia was just awesome, because 2020 was a year and just working with them, bringing that story to life, just really amazing.
I don't know, would you like to read an excerpt from your work? Because I'm super interested, especially how you guys came together to make this happen. So, you know, just give us a little tease, something, man, a little paragraph maybe.
I have to find it.
Okay.
I can talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you could give us basically an overview. That's fine.
Yeah. My story was, I don't even know how to group it, because I tried to make it as unique as possible, or just the forms as I went along with it, because I'm an angry writer and I never think it's going to finish. So my story is called By the Time the Golden Apple Tree Blooms, and it's just basically me going through the motions, just focusing on trying to focus the natural, the only thing that didn't really change during 2020. And next to my family's home, we have this rather big golden apple tree, and I realized I hadn't been paying attention much to until 2020, and I was lost at home. And that was just like my escape to just look, y'all will read it in my story, but just getting to where I, the like I had to focus on the natural and just doing that, just trying to find that contentment within myself. I could try just trying to that contentment with myself. I was just finding all these little pieces, these broken pieces of myself that I was busying myself, just not focusing on. So it kind of healed me in 2020, but I'm still healing all now.
That's amazing. I'm definitely interested in reading that. Xenia, thank you so much for sending me the link. I'm going to go and make sure that I read this story. And what a beautiful title.
Of course.
And that the title, oh my goodness, I'm truly impressed. That's a beautiful title. Because
That's exactly how we felt.
Yeah.
how we felt when we read it. We were like, oh my goodness, this is so poetic, you know? There are so many talented writers and they need an avenue to showcase that. So I'm just glad that the first initiative is working out that way. Even our experience with the editor, like all the editors who worked alongside the writers, because like I said, publishing a book is a process. All of them were just so impressed when they went through the stories because everybody had such an interesting year. You know, there were so many radical experiences. And Crystal, I mean, she had to be in the top 30. It was a fantastic story. I can't wait for you to read.
We also joined by Khadija. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Like we were asking Krista earlier on, can you run us through your experience? And I hope you have a little excerpt to give us a little sample of your story this afternoon.
Hi, I'm on my phone, so I don't have my laptop nearby.
Okay, that's fine.
But I can describe and explain like the entire premise of my piece.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I usually enter competitions. I enter a lot of writing competitions because writing is my utmost passion. I was happy that the title of this competition from L'Histoire was centered about 2020 because I think, I mean, everyone can agree that it's a given that 2020 was a lot. Mm-hmm. So it was a really good opportunity to pause, although there was a lot of, well, I had already been engaging in a lot of introspection and reflection during the year. It was good that there was a avenue for young people to all pause together and try to assemble their thoughts and put it in the format of creative writing and gain something from that. So, That was why I entered the competition, because I love writing, because I love competing, and also because of the topic. It was very exciting for me to have that opportunity to speak about my year and share my story from 2020. My entire piece was a reflective piece. It was basically a giant metaphor. So it drew the parallels of all of the physical external components of 2020, and I related it back to my mental health journey. So the entire premise of my piece was that everything that happened in 2020, quarantine, social distancing, everything like that was not that new for me, because mentally or psychologically, I had already been doing all of these physical practices. So the idea of staying away from people is the only way to keep safe. The idea of distancing and isolating, and the fact that everyone has a virus and it's dangerous to be out in the open. I had been doing all of these things via trauma responses and coping mechanisms on my own for many, many years. So that was basically what my piece was about. It was this huge metaphor with a lot of figurative language, and that's what my piece was about.
That's pretty amazing how you're able to do that metaphor. And I guess for a lot of people, COVID was just like normal for people like us, I guess, who just like to be on our own. So that's pretty amazing. But Khadija, while I have you there, talk me through your writing process. How do you go about writing? Do you lay it out for us and say, the intro, I'm going to talk about X, then the middle, I'm going to talk about Y, and to the end, I'm going to close it off with Z?
Not really. I honestly, I'm a person that is, as I said, very introspective. I think a lot. So at any given moment, at any time of the day, I usually have a lot of thoughts running through my head. So I guess writing, when I began writing, it was more along the lines of therapeutic writing, like getting okay. that opportunity to sit down and kind of empty my head. So I think that's also why I like competing. I can empty my head and, you know, get an award at the end of it. So it wasn't that difficult for me entering this competition because, as I said, I had the thoughts running through my head. I had already drawn all of those parallels between 2020 and my mental health as the months went by. So it was just a matter of finding the time, sitting down and emptying my head onto paper. But yeah, I didn't have like a clear defined, this is how I want to start. This is how I just kept writing, let the pen continue. Well, the keyboard, actually. I just kept writing, kept typing, and this was the result.
I was just about to pose the same question to Krista. I see she disappeared there. Let me see if we could get her attention for 2 seconds. Krista, you there? Or she's, okay, she's probably stepped out for 2 seconds. Xenia, back to you now. I know a lot of people are probably so super impressed with this whole vibe and this whole movement that you've now created. Definitely even mm-hmm. speaking to two of your authors now to see the level of how articulated they are. So you mm-hmm. know that, you know, is a big thing. But what about you? Did you actually put your own piece into this?
Let me tell you something about me. Something about me is that I love to read. Okay. I prefer reading. So I wanted to read a lot of people's stories about the year. I love short stories in general. It's actually one of my favorites. So it's short stories or anthologies, I should say. I do love anthologies because I like getting little tidbits of stories and getting an opportunity to think of it myself. So I, in this particular publication, did not write. However, I do think in our future pieces, I would write. My business partner, Daniel, is very much like a set-on writer. But in terms of this, I'm like the publisher. I market, I sell. I want to make sure that people are aware of what these men and women have done, you know, the types of stories they put together. So that's what I'll say. I did write the acknowledgement, so.
Wow, that's
the writing I had to do for this project. But that, as I said, it's very business focused. So now that's what I was a part of.
We still have like 10 minutes left, and I want to move over to the business of a publishing company. But before we do that, Krista got disconnected, and she's okay. now back on. Okay. I just wanted to ask Krista, what is your writing process? A question I just posed to Khadija earlier on. So I just want to know, do you have a specific writing process when, you know, you're putting out your work?
Like I said before, I am an angry writer.
I'm afraid of you, by the
2020
way.
was a real 2020 and before that was a real drought for me. So I'm someone who, okay, if I don't think about this too much, and right now I have an alarm going, like, it's been going for several weeks saying, organize your pieces, because I love to write. That's something I love doing, but it's not like, Krista has to force herself to write sometimes. I just have to get into the rhythm of it. But when I do start, like, you'd find that I have so many great ideas, and I always tend to write them down and do all of that, but it's always a process for me when it's writing. So when I stick to this, when I'm in the groove, it's always an energy for me. I don't always have that energy, but when I do have that energy, just best believe you'll find me. You will find me at a paper and do not move me, or else I will not touch it for 3 months.
I understand, definitely yeah. understand. Well, Krista and Khadija, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go back over to, I know, wishing you guys lots of luck. I can't wait to read it. Trust me, tonight, you know, it turned up because a bottle of wine and that book, it's on tonight. So I want to thank you guys and wish you guys all the best in your future endeavors, especially when it comes on to writing, yeah? Xenia, let me
thank
go.
Thank you. Oh,
you're welcome. Let me go over
thank
to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me go over to you now. This a publishing company. At your age, mm-hmm. you expect you to be talking about, yeah, let me go get some makeup and, you know, that kind of thing.
Let me tell you.
A publishing company. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about that. And let's talk about how difficult it is to start your own publishing company.
It is a tumultuous process. I always tell my business partner, like, if she was not there, I do not know how we would have pulled this off, especially in such a short space of time, and especially at our age. Like, we're very green to publishing, you know. My background is in business. I do have my degree in management at St. George University. I've just graduated in December. Wow. And the idea came about in December. So literally, I left school and then picked up this project and had to start finding people to help me. So then we, my business partner and I, we just had to start laying out a couple of processes. So long as you have people who are dedicated, who have ambition, and who are willing to work, you'll get through. Because you have to find authors, you have to find editors, right? And our editing team, I mean, I'm so grateful for them, because it's literally 7 professionals. We had Ganshen Raymond, we had Russell Michaels, who's a professional editor and greener. We had Honorable Dame Paulette Louise. I mean, we're talking about the greats here who came, worked alongside us, a lot of teachers, a lot of lecturers who spent time with people like Krista and Khadijah and worked with them for a period of about 6 to 7 weeks, editing their stories, teaching them more about their writing style. And once that phase was done, it just became, how are we going to sell it? How are we going to get people to know more about this project? How are we going to bring across the fact that as much as 2020 was a difficult year for each and every person, we all experienced it together. And it would be in our best interest to get everyone to see that, you know, you were not alone in the journey of 2020. You basically, most of us experience a lot of the same things, but reading it from a different perspective might help put your situation into perspective.
Well,
so that's really what it was. It was a lot of planning and a lot of ironing out how we're going to do each process and figuring out along the way. And like I said, Danielle Pouls, who put together the entire anthology, if it was not for her formatting this book, I can sell, but even for her formatting the actual novel, we would not be here today. So now that's how it was. 8 months of just a lot of hard work and long nights, and as you can tell by the bags under my eyes, you know.
And it's really good to hear that, you know, this was just not just a little project, but this is something that was backed by a lot of professionals. You called some really big names and heavy hitters in the literary world. So definitely, we know this is not no pash thing. This is a proper list.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, definitely.
Proper.
But what's next after this project is out? I think you launched in the first week in August. So congratulations on that.
Yes.
What's next?
Thank
after
you.
That? Or are we? It's too soon. Are we going to wait a little bit until we discuss the next phase of the company?
Well, you see, I can't give away all our secrets
it.
Yet.
I like it.
I can tell you that we are very vibrant on social media as yet. You know, right now that is the marketing strategy we're trying to adopt. So we are in the works of putting out future projects, but as I said, I can't give you all my secrets yet. But soon, hopefully in December, we might be able to publish something else. Yes.
Yeah, very, very, very good initiative. Again, like we said earlier on in the interview, people in that age group are not necessarily interested in reading, and for you to capture such a wide range of people, from wanting it to be 10 to now 30 people expressing their interest, and I bet you it must be very difficult to have to say, oh no, but that story's so good, no, we have to cut this one out, we have to cut this one out. And people must be vexed if you put my story in your book.
Oh my gosh. When we had to send the email to say, because we got in total, we got about like close to like 100 and maybe 150 submissions. And for the span of time we did it, I was very satisfied with the number, because it was like a 3-week process. So that means these children can write it, the ones that we selected. Wow. So to tell them that they couldn't be part of it, it was like, I'm so sorry, you know. But we went from 10, we took 13 instead, and the 13 stories that we have, I think it's enough for each person to get something from what they would have shared, because I related to all their stories. Now, and some of those things I didn't even experience.
Now, were you biased, you know, and were more leaning to people from St. Lucia, or were you very open-minded in the selection process?
Now, you see, we have people from... Okay, I can tell you where our authors are from. We do have more Lucian writers in this. Well, yeah. I won't say more. We have about 4 Lucian writers. One is in Canada, but 4 Lucian writers. One is from the Bahamas. One is from St. Vincent. We have a Jamaican author, actually 2 Vinci authors and 2 Guyanese authors as well.
Okay. Nice.
So we have a good range.
Okay. Nice mix of Caribbean writers.
But we do have. I will say that there are 4 Seven Lucian writers. So, but other than that, it was not anything biased. Okay. We went through all the stories and made sure that we had a wide range from the Lesser Antilles, the Greater Antilles, etc. A lot of writers from the OECS as well.
And
Grenada. We have a Grenada writer. Khadija is Grenadian, actually.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. And of course, and to ensure also that you have a wide range of topics, a vast, you know, so people can
exactly
read different stories. Maybe you went through a breakup, so I guess there's a breakup story in there. You went through this kind of story, so all these stories would look like there are plenty of breakup stories in there based on that face. Oh my goodness.
I think I lost you.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you probably, based on that face you just made, you probably have a lot of breakup stories. So, I'm very much, you know, very impressed with this whole presentation and the entire project. It, from the time I spoke to the person who put me on to you, I was like, yeah, this is our goal, because, like, stressing on the point that people don't read anymore. So this is so amazing to see so many young authors coming together to put this together. Of course, the program is Youth Unplugged. I'm giving you 30 seconds to give young people some inspiration, however you feel best.
Inspiration in terms of just maybe speak in terms of like starting something new, starting a business. You need to want it. You really need to want to see it succeed. Like, it needs to be an intrinsic motivation that propels you forward. Because trust me, there were some nights my friends would be calling me out and be like, Xenia, let's go here, let's go there, you know. But you have to, if you've decided you want to put out a product or a service or start a business, you have to make it your priority, at least in the beginning stages, so that it can get off the ground running. You know, we're in the beginning stages right now. Very lucky to have my business partner, who's also a very dedicated individual to making sure that something takes place. So the only thing I would encourage young people to do, especially in St. Lucia, is if you are inspired to do something and it's on your mind every night, you sleep, you think about it, and you really just want to get it rolling, I say, number one, listen to your guts and get it rolling. And number two, you know, just remain dedicated. Push through. It's going to be tough, especially in the initial stages, and soon you'll be at the point where you can share, you can talk about how you've gotten to the place that you're at now. So that's what I would share.
Xenia, please give the people your Instagram handles, how they can get in contact with Liswa Publishing,
etc. So if you're interested in reading lovely stories about the highs and lows of 2020, the experiences people would have had, whether they were in relationships, where they were traveling, the things that were on their mind that might have been on your mind as well, I encourage you to follow Liswa Publishing on Instagram. That is LISTWA Publishing. On Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter at Liswa P. So you'll be able to see all the authors. Right now we're posting a little bit about their bios. They're also sharing videos of what motivated them to share their stories. We have some really bubbly, funny, and energetic writers. They're all really amazing to work with. So I hope you guys follow the page, check it out, and you can find the book on Amazon. Well, the book will be available on Amazon on August 28th, Amazon, Kindle, as well as wherever books are sold. So whatever publishing company or house that sells books, that's where you'll find us, both the US, Canada, and St. Lucia.
Xenia, thank you so much from L'Histoire Publishing. We appreciate you coming here, and we look forward to having an interview another time, talking about the new book,
the next project.
So definitely looking forward to having a conversation with you, and we wish you all the best from the entire team at Radio Caribbean, and of course the listening public. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.